If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Our lesson here is that nothing should get in the way of our worship and communication with God, and neither should we put hindrances or be hindrances to people to know Jesus, the Son of God. Doing these things constitute robbing God.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. My friend, as much as I talk about gardens and plants and growing things, I have a confession. I'm really not much of a gardener. I plant these plants and they grow. I plant other plants and they wither and die. I watered this one too much and that one not enough. This plant grows exactly as its nursery tag says, producing flowers and fruit. But the other plant is just full of leaves, nothing else. And pruning? Well, that's just out of my league. Now, I have planted more than a few bushes and trees from the time I was a teenager, and as far as I can remember, most have lived. That's pretty good. In fact, remember how in school or even vacation Bible school, we used to take maple tree seeds that would helicopter down to the ground and put them in a Dixie cup with soil to grow a seedling? Well, three of those seedlings for me actually turned into trees that my dad and I planted at one time, and they grew into marvelous silver maple trees. Well, we are going to talk about a tree that Jesus dealt with and his talk on prayer today on Wings of the Morning. And certainly the life of communication with God needs to be even more cultivated than the plants in our garden. But right now, Sanctus Real reminds us to pray.
I bow my head to pray. I don't know what to say. I'm not sure how to fix the things I'm dealing with. I'm in a desperate place. I need to share the weight, but I just don't know how to let it all pour out. And though I'm silent, my heart is crying, 'cause I was made to come to you. So I pray, God, I need you more than words can say. Right here in this moment, you know my heart, you know my need, you know every part of me. So even if it's just to speak your name, I'm gonna pray. You and I, so let the world around us fade. desperate place. Father, I know you can bear the weight. Father, take me in your arms as I speak your name. I lift my hands and pray.
In the Bible, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, Mark shares another one of the Apostle Peter's memories of Jesus. He says, "The next day as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, 'May no one ever eat fruit from you again.' And his disciples heard him say it. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, 'Is it not written, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations? But you have made it a den of robbers.'" Now, as the passage continues, Jesus and the disciples leave later for the night and come back in the morning. And on the way, they find the same fig tree withered from the roots. And then Jesus teaches them in their amazement about faith, prayer, and their relationship with God, their Father. We will get to this in just a bit, but right now let's look at this. This scene of Jesus throwing the merchants and money changers out of the temple is so well known, perhaps because we see it as such a contradiction to what we think of Jesus' typical manner and mode of operation. We don't think of him as angry, but mild. But when it comes to standing for righteousness, Jesus often didn't mince words or actions. He forgave sinners, but made no quarter for sin. And here, the very space that God had designed into the layout of the temple to allow people from all nations, to worship and pray to him, was being occupied by those not just trying to assist worshipers with the requisite sacrifices, but those that would cheat and gouge. Prayer to God the Father from Gentiles and Jews was being traded for dishonest dealing. No wonder Jesus was livid. Not only were they cheaters, but they were also, and most importantly, denying people access to God. The response of the chief priests and authorities was a desire to kill Jesus, which eventually they did. It was more important that they maintain their system, privileges, and culture than to obey God. Our lesson here is that nothing should get in the way of our worship and communication with God, and neither should we put hindrances or be hindrances to people to know Jesus, the Son of God. Doing these things constitute robbing God, rebelling against God. Now let's get back to the fig tree. Two things stand out. Jesus cursed it, destroyed it, because, guess what? Like Israel, it was showy, but with no true evidence of God's work in its life. At that time of year, there would not have been any full-fledged fruit, but the beginnings of such should have been there as a promise of good harvest. This tree, like Israel at that time, was devoid of fruit or any promise. Jesus would later say, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered you as a hen its chicks, but you would not." They were spiritually dead, just like this fig tree. And the scene then in the temple was an example of this deadness. No prayer in the courts and no promise of prayer. Thus, no spiritual life. So secondly, Jesus then demonstrates what prayer or communication with God can do as he curses the tree. He tells it to die, and it does. So he tells the disciples, when they notice that it did die, he says, "Have faith in God. I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Mountains thrown into seas, fig trees dying, and temples torn down stone by stone, but also Jesus rising bodily from the dead as the first fruits of those who by faith trust in him for forgiveness and eternal life. The prayer of faith is critical, so critical that no one should get in its way, and be careful, God is not mocked. Let his people pray. But also, and very positively, folks, God answers prayer. Jesus says, "Whatever you ask." He said also, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever." God says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven." You know, God answers the prayers of those who do not hold on to sin in their hearts, but rather hold on to his words. How about you? Will you start now? Why don't you pray with me? "Dear Jesus, I'm amazed at your power in prayer. Please forgive me of my sins and perform that miracle of cleaning my heart. Come into my life and be my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen." If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. But you can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. And let me send you some information on your new life in Christ. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week, the same time, for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.